Hey everybody, I'm John Meehan, and this is Talk to Me in the Car, a podcast about all things teaching and teaching related that I literally record on my way to and from work, which is work as an instructional coach at a high school. So if you know anything about instructional coaching, it's pretty much like personal training for teachers. So I treat these little brain dump sessions on the podcast like their personal training, like their teacher training. 10 minutes of PD to give you an idea about a topic or a product or a technique or strategy that you can make use of in your classroom. And I keep them short so that you can keep it action-oriented and get a feel for what the idea is, pretty much from the 20,000 feet level all the way down to like the concrete, like boots on the ground. And you can think about maybe using these same apps or these ideas right in your classroom like today, because they're usually content agnostic. So anybody can use them in any content area. And today we're talking about one of the greatest, oldest school versions of teaching techniques known to man, in the form of the Socratic Seminar. And we'll be talking about it with a brand new app twist. So before we get to that, I want to remind everybody, these are not meant to be a monologue. I would love very much to hear from you about your thoughts on these same techniques or strategies, how you're using it in your classroom or how you're interested in using it in your classroom. And to do so, feel free to tweet at me on social media. I'm on Twitter at MeehanEDU. That's at like the at symbol, Meehan like my last name, and EDU like teaching, because I really like teaching. And so today I want to talk all about teaching and the Socratic Seminar and this game-changing app that I discovered very, very fortunately last November. So we'll get into it. First, Socratic Seminar. If you're unfamiliar, if you've never done one, or if you're scared by the prospect of it, there's a great article on The Onion from many years back that says students freaked out when they enter the classroom to see the teacher has arranged desks in a giant circle. That inspires fear and awe and trepidation in students all over the world, right? To see that we're all sitting in a circle today and talking about a book or talking about a chapter or talking about a concept, because there really is no place to hide. The Socratic Seminar is one of the oldest tricks in the book as far as teaching goes, and it's modeled off of the ancient Greek philosopher Socrates, who lived about 400 years before the Common Era, with the idea that Socrates, as the world's best teacher or the world's greatest teacher, was famous for what they called Socratic irony. Simply stated, it was that teachers do not have answers, teachers have questions, and their answer to your question will always be another question to sort of push the thinking deeper, with the understanding that if you are asked the right questions, and enough of those questions, eventually you'll come up with the answer because you knew it all along. And it forces us to think about how we think. And the Socratic Seminar is awesome because it puts us in a place where we are seated right along among the midst of our students, and we're letting the conversation work like it would work as adults. Like, hey, what do you think about this? Oh, that's a good point. You know, I didn't consider that. Something I was looking at was X, Y, and Z. Oh, now that you mention it, that influences my opinion or changes it or shifts it. And the idea of through a dialogue, we get smarter together. The Socratic Seminar is very, very familiar probably to teachers of AP classes or at the college level classes, because it really does run like a graduate level seminar. You sit around a table with your teacher and you just have a conversation. If you've ever been or known about the Phillips Exeter Academy in New Hampshire, I had the good fortune of spending a summer PD week up there a few summers back, and they do what they call the Harkness Method, which is Socratic Seminar. The entire school, in fact, is run with the Harkness Method because many years ago, one of their big donors, early in the school's history, gave a good amount of money on the condition that the style of teaching completely changed. And so what they did is they ripped out all the desks and all the chairs, and they just installed all these oval tables so that teachers would join in dialogue with their students. And the dialogue is designed so that everybody has an equal voice about whatever the topic is. And the idea of a Harkness circle is that there are, quote, no wrong answers. There are just answers that are incomplete. And so that's really cool and really scary because everybody's there sort of singing for their supper in front of everyone else. But it's not a competition to see who can, like, outprove the other one. Rather, it's a case for, if you have an argument to make, let's see where your evidence is and let's sort of delve into that. And what's wild is that the Socratic Seminar at Exeter, which is, like, consistently rated as one of the best private schools in the country, is always used in every classroom, including math and science classrooms. Even their sports fields have, or their locker rooms, or their outdoor areas have these, like, circular or oblong benches designed that a dialogue is always happening in everything that they do. It's sort of like a way of life for them. So that's like the skinny on the Socratic seminar. And I'm sure you've seen it in classrooms, or maybe you've used it in your own classroom, in modified variants. One of the most familiar variants that a lot of people will do is what they call like a fishbowl conversation, which is basically an inner circle who is having the conversation, maybe like 10 students in the inner circle, and then 10 students who flank them, like in the desks set up in a circle behind them. And their job is to listen intently to the conversation, and then at a certain like timeout point, they trade roles. So while the people on the outside are maybe taking notes on the conversation or lending feedback to the people in front of them, they're pretty much silent for that whole, you know, 10, 15 minutes. And then they switch roles, so we have a chance to explore the same topic again and again. The way that the Socratic seminar usually works is the teacher just sort of throws one question out there and lets that one question be the question for the day. They're usually higher order thinking questions like, you know, what is justice? Or, you know, what is nobility? Or what is mercy? Or if you're talking about something that's related to your content, like, what is the most disturbing piece of the findings that we've had here from lab XYZ? Or when we read chapter ABC, which character struck you as the most, you know, noteworthy or the most, you know, troublesome? And really, the conversation, and just you kind of roll the ball onto the table and just see what people say. And I think that's really, really neat. It does create a lot of student dialogue, a lot of conversation, but it also presents some challenges too. And there's a lot of problems with teachers in how to grade these things, because if you just do everybody gets a point for when they talk, not every conversation comment is created equal. I think we all kind of know that. There's always the student who will just lay back and then say, yeah, I agree. And then we just move on so they can get their points and move. And so if you're keeping little hashtags, hash marks, check marks, that often falls short of the mark. Likewise, if you've ever tried to take detailed notes in a Socratic seminar, it's really hard, because by the time you have the notes down for what the first student said, the second student tries to open it up. One of the great failures in my own Socratic seminars is that I had set up a spreadsheet with each student's name as a row unto itself. And then each time they made a comment, I would go to a new column in the spreadsheet and very quickly try to hammer out like 30 seconds version of what they were saying. So the more times that a student spoke, the more columns that they would have to their name. But that wasn't great, because even though it was like a first step towards feedback, I then took that, you know, spreadsheet and put it online for all the kids to see. I found that I wasn't really even listening to the conversation as it was happening. I was just doing transcription. And that was tough, because I was trying to keep a closer eye on students. And so, like, how could we fix that? There's a great book by Alexis Wiggins, if you haven't read it, or haven't heard of Alexis Wiggins. She's the daughter of Grant Wiggins, who you might remember from Jay McTighe and Grant Wiggins, the Understanding by Design stuffs. A world-class educator in his own right. But Alexis is likewise an amazing person and really, really smart. And she is a teacher of English as well, and a published author and a presenter and conference host. Her book is called Spiderweb Discussion, The Best Class You Never Taught. And the way that the spiderweb discussion works is it's basically a Socratic seminar, a Harkness circle, where you're charting the activity of the inner circle or of the whole class. But the way that she does it is that she simply just puts like a series of circles on a piece of paper where the students are seated, and then she connects the dots between them as the conversation flows. So it creates this evolving spiderweb. And then that's how she takes her notes through the whole thing. She might put a little glyph or like a little symbol next to a person's name if they make a really good point or if they ask a really good question. And that's nice, because then she has a key afterwards. Oh, Billy, there's like 8 lines connecting to Billy, so he must have spoken 4 times. And then he spoke, you know, his comment drove 4 more conversation pieces. And I have next to that maybe 3 number symbols, so he must have mentioned 3 different pages. And then a question mark, which is nice, so that means that he had a question for the class. Cool. And so Alexis's book is great, because then she talks about then taking those spider webs and presenting them back to the class so they can take a look and say, hey guys, how did our web look today? Is it evenly balanced? Are there people who are talking a lot? Are there people who are under talking? Because what we find in like the strongest conversations, it's a balanced dialogue between all parties. It's not designed to be a one-person kind of narrative. And so to solve this problem, the spider web is an awesome, awesome resource. She calls the book The Best Class You Never Taught, not because we are not as good of a teacher as she is, but because the class teaches itself. We literally don't have to teach it. We just ask one question and it sort of drives everything. But the app I wanted to talk about, which is a game changer, is called Equity Maps. If you have never heard of it, it's only available on iOS right now, but it costs $3 and it's a great way to grade your Socratic seminar. The way that Equity Maps works is it takes your spider webs and just charts them on an app. No big deal so far, right? That's easy enough, and it's really no functional difference than the spider web conversation that we can do on paper. But afterwards, Equity Maps gives detailed analytics with a dashboard of a breakdown of how many times each student talked, how regularly they were sharing the conversation, and it creates this sort of feedback matrix of point scoring based on how evenly distributed the number of times versus the amount of time spoken by each student was. So there's like a distribution of wealth with a Lorenz curve or a Gini coefficient. And they're not doing that to distribute wealth between adults in like an economy. They're using it to distribute the wealth of conversation as shared by a classroom. And it's fascinating because you can take these analytics and put them on the big board and show students, be like, hey, last time we had a 62% shared rate. Can we do better? And this is a great, great way to make visual and make visible the learning for the same. So that's it on Equity Maps. I realize that's a really crash course version of it, but Socratic Seminar is awesome, and Equity Maps make it so visible and so easy to implement in your classroom. And then dialogue with your kids again and again about, hey, here's what I'm finding. What did you see? What did you like? What can we do better? Can we set goals for ourselves and then watch that progress over time? It's really empowering and really, really helpful. I can't say enough good things about the Equity Maps. So it's like $3 on iTunes for like the base version. I think there's like an upgrade version you can buy for a few bucks more. I know these things do cost money sometimes, but at the price of a cup of coffee, you can game change your seminars, and it's absolutely worth it, in my humble opinion. So that's the Equity Maps. Thank you again. I'm sorry this podcast was a little bit longer today. Traffic is a little heavy, so I wait till I get to the bridge, and then I record until I hear the blinker. And at this point, blinker is coming up. So there it is. So I guess I'll talk to you guys next time. Thanks again.